Thus I have heard. At one time, the blessed homes of Zion and royal land of Ultra Pete Mountain, the great gathering of monks and the great assembly of holy sacrifice. At that time, the blessed monk was absorbed in the samadhi of the many aspects of phenomena called profound appearance. At the same time, the Mahalo Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, looking at the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom, saw the five skandhas and their natural emptiness. Then, through the power of the Buddha, Venerable Shariputra said to the noble Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva Mahasattva, how should a son of a lineage trained who wishes to follow the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom? Thus he spoke, and the noble Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva Mahasattva answered the Venerable Sharivadiputra with these words, Shariputra, those men and women of the lineage who wish to follow the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom should look at it like this. The five skandhas should be seen purely as a natural emptiness. Form is empty. Emptiness is form. Emptiness is not other than form. Form also is not other than emptiness. In the same way, feeling, recognition, compositional factors, and consciousness are empty. Shariputra. Like this, all phenomena are emptiness, and having no characteristics, they are unborn and unceasing. They are not impure or pure. They neither decrease nor increase. Therefore, Shariputra. In emptiness, there is no form, no feeling, no recognition, no compositional factors, no consciousness, no eye, no ear, no nose, no tongue, no body, no mind, no appearance, no sound, no smell, no taste, no sensation, no phenomena. There is no quality of sight, and so on, until no quality of mind and no quality of mental consciousness. There is no ignorance, no exhaustion of ignorance, and so on, up to no old age and death, and no exhaustion of old age and death. In the same way, there is no suffering, no origin, no ending, and no path, no wisdom, no attainment, and no non-attainment. Therefore, Shariputra, since there is no attainment, bodhisattvas rely on the divine by means of the profound perfection of wisdom. And since their minds have no obscurations, they have no fear. Transcending falsity, they attain nirvana. All the Buddhas who dwell in the three times, they rely upon the perfection of wisdom, and have become true and complete Buddhas, of unsurpassable, perfect, and complete enlightenment. Therefore, the mantra of the profound perfection of wisdom, the mantra of insight, the unsurpassed mantra, the unequaled mantra, the mantra which calms all suffering should be known as truth, for it is not the suffering. The mantra of the perfection of wisdom is proclaimed. Tenata, om gate gate, para gate, para sam gate, bodhi soha. Shariputra, this is how Bodhisattva Mahasattva should train the profound perfection of wisdom. Then the blessed one arose from that samadhi and said to the Bodhisattva Mahasattva, the noble Avalokiteshvara, that he has spoken well. Well done, O son of the lineage, it is so. O son of the lineage, since it is just so, the profound perfection of wisdom should be practiced just as you have taught, and the Tathagatas will also rejoice. When the Blessed One said this, the Venerable Sharivadiputra and Noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, and the entire gathering, as well as worldly beings, gods, humans, asuras, and gandharvas, rejoiced and praised the words of the Blessed One.
Om Arapatsanadi. Om ཁྱི
So far, we have covered the terminology for tenets. What is meant by tenets? Drukta in Tibetan. And then, so today, we will be going through this. The schools of tenets divided into two types of schools.
야, 데라에는 니 치를 받아 남바오 수자. 다 남바다 지난기 치와다 남바텀지 치버려 유디스 다지다 치와다 남바세디 뜻사 뜬조군 마도야 치와스디 누가 누구지 이렇게 작게 말했어. 치와 코나주 섬르나나 안주 치와 차대였어. 안주 섬나도 고주 치와 차대. 헛들르고도니 민다나진 마도야 야두다 이렇게 작게 말했어.
The schools of the tenets are divided into two types, outsider, which is referred to a non-Buddhist, and the insider refers to the Buddhist. So here, outsider and insider doesn't make any distinction between the two on the level of whether it is positive or negative. It is the individual who is a Buddhist will consider the non-Buddhist as outsider. Similarly, to the non-Buddhist schools of thoughts, the Buddhist schools of thought will be the outsider for them. So there's no, you know, bad and good distinction is made.
Sida koya tenda aton de mena tesi yedeva. Dili chani tari mena jino chik samtang waris.
So we could also make a distinction between the Buddhists in general and Buddhist tenets. There are differences between the two. Similarly, non-Buddhist and non-Buddhist tenets. So we have to there's a difference between those.
That is, that chibad namba sam dama yin na. Yin taba ni kunjo sum la, cha sun drui kansa di namba da. Kunjo sum la, lo mitu pa ni jiten bi la la, yin taba ni cha sun drui kansa di, shuri ba yin bi shirir. O ti sum lo, da dili chik sam na yin risha.
So you are brief. Definitions of someone who is Buddhist practitioner and someone who is not Buddhist practitioners. Find a brief definitions here. It's a person who goes for refuge to the three jewels from the depth of their hearts are Buddhist or insider. And the person who goes for refuge from the depth of their heart to the God or God of the transcendent world without turning their minds towards the three jewels are said to be a non-Buddhist or outsider.
That is the thing you call on the Nintabani said, Nintabani said, that's a quiet note. This is Jaya Devaji inside.
So there is when you look at this, the definitions. The key word for this definition is going refuge to the three jewels from the depth of their hearts. So there is it contains a special meaning to it, you know, that from the depth of their heart. It's a key word for this definition.
Ale tinsang ara tu rumah nala, ane cukup kanggal aji cuci dengi, cukup susu minyak dengi, mampu jelas. Ima ini nanti, kita rasan roci bayi na, nama macam ni lah, nampi kunci, ane cukup kerja bayi, cukup jinji tuju nanti tadi kunci ala tambo. Kujuade kandi jinba. Kujuage nilu karresha. Kujuage rangin karresha. Ti chile karresha. Ti rangin de pe sebo ji shi goe de kamba tambo cha goe res.
Chulu kanda kaya me. So as we all know, there are many different religious traditions and And also there are a major religious traditions on this planet Earth, so followed by the different beings, you know, in accordance with their dispositions and their inclinations. And all of these religious traditions have their own founding teacher. And all of those religious practitioners would first becoming themselves as a practitioner of this, a particular religious religion. The first thing they find out is the founding teacher. What is the nature of that founding teacher? What is the mode of existence of that nature of founding teachers? What kind of teachings are given by this particular founding teachers? And what kind of functions this particular teacher has? So this is the primary task for the someone who is becoming a practitioner of such and such religion. So regardless of the different religious faith, religious traditions, different practitioners, what is the common practice? So all of religious traditions or religious practitioners would practice is to practicing aiming towards achievement of happiness and overcoming suffering through reliance upon one's own founding a religious founding teacher.
Tiju imba ina ya ani dewa druya da dunge se ya ge thamla minda wa ji jeda minda wa ta de ri ma bu ji yin za dambo kunjo de da ji ge thamla ka de de sha ji ge su su la pe ge du de du mu du te su su xin ju ya bu ji ne ni su su pe to yu ye ba ji la ni kunjo ge mu jin na ni de ji su ju ya de ji ra ke ji ju cha ge de su.
So this is a common objective for all of us, the practitioners, religious practitioners, which is to achieve happiness and overcome sufferings. However, when it comes to the means of achievement of this happiness and overcoming of sufferings, there are different methods and skillful means is provided in the different religious traditions. And so when one is becoming one particular religious practitioner, it is important for one to find out who is this founding teacher of this particular religion and what kind of teachings that particular teacher has given and what kind of methods and skillful means is provided by his teachings. And if one finds the method and skillful means taught by this particular teachings or this particular teacher, then one can, it is wise and practical to take this as a one's own personal religion and practice that. If one cannot find any benefits out of engaging in such a practicing religion, then that makes no sense of actually engaging in this practice.
Then the Tendegi Shinju, Tendegi Shinju, I will chip it tala. I'm not too similar in Yingabad of Kalinir Slavina. Tendegi Kujo Tigi, Susu Dunga said to ya, they were due to ya, and never tell you the watch. You the Inza, Korangi, London Nanya, but he just announced Brua Yina.
So here now, when we analyze, you know, when we probe further in the founding teachers, and if one finds a useful and beneficial, the teachings given by these particular teachers, such as overcoming of suffering and achieving happiness. And if this, if such a teacher has a potential of overcoming suffering and achieving happiness, and then if the path that is actually shown by this particular teacher, if one follows the path shown by this particular teacher, is something useful, something that can be an antidote for overcoming suffering and achieving happiness, then it is worthwhile to follow this path shown by this particular teachers. So when you probe, you know, carefully, if you find these qualities in these founding teachers in this particular religion, then that is what we mean by taking refuge from the depth of one's heart. And so this also, you know, indicates the depth of one's heart, is indicates that you're having a convinced faith in this founding teacher and the teachings that are given by these particular teachers. It is based on that, then one take refuge from the depth of one's heart to the founding teachers. So the word kyap in Tibetan, which means refuge. And so why you're actually taking refuge in these three jewels as a Buddhist practitioner is to understanding that you, the three jewels have a potential or the power to protect oneself from suffering and the fears. So having found this quality within the founding teachers or the three jewels, then one take refuge and one entrust one's spiritual quest to the three jewels. And you actually trust the three jewels, and you have a, you know, genuine faith in three jewels in protecting oneself from fear and sufferings. So one can take a, you know, simple example of someone who is committed a crime, and then so now his criminal act, it is due to his criminal, his or her criminal act. So he was now, you know, only hope for this, you know, the criminals. for these criminals to free himself from the consequences of his actions is to really rely upon the judge. What the judge will really determine his, you know, the criminal through his criminal acts. So, so therefore, the person who approached the judge has a genuine hope. The judge can actually protect him or herself from the consequence of his or her act. So this kind of, you know, the hope, the genuine hope, it possesses in the criminals. So similarly, when we take refuge in individuals, we have all those fears, sufferings within us, and we have a hope of the three jewels having the power to protect us from this, suffering and the fear. So in Buddhism, when we speak about refuge, taking refuge in three jewels, we speak of, you know, relating to taking example of the metaphor of a physician and the medicine and the assistants or the nurse.
Then the time I do never, I don't do something, never, never, Tigi neba tigi ne seagi chigu, and Sanjigi chu, Sanjigi, de seagi, Tabjiganga, Sanjigi chimayinza, and then member the kiva, member the chusuma. The negi mingi ne triva naji, Sanjigi sung, yamne chevara tene, Nangu jugu, numotus, and they set to ayinza, men the chusuma. There are trotching in the other chusuma, the Ginukujo, or the geni, Takinjan to the chingi, then what she is.
So here, why having taken refuge in Buddha, why the Buddha is need to be considered or conceived as a considering Buddha as a physician, is because we ourselves as ordinary beings are considered to be a patient or the sick person and suffering from delusions. We are under the dominations or the control of delusions, and we are constantly undergoing suffering without a break of this delusions. So now in order to overcome this sickness, then we need to rely upon someone who is skilled in overcoming this sickness. So here, when it comes to this, a person or individual who possesses the skill, who is skilled in overcoming the sickness, is here refers to a Buddha as a physician. And then, just relying upon that physician alone will not be able to overcome one's own suffering and sicknesses. So what we need to do is, just as we approach physicians and physician will prescribe you a medications, and then without taking a medicine, just, you know, diagnosing your problem alone will not overcome your sicknesses. So whatever the sicknesses that is found by the physician will prescribe you and give you medications to overcome this particular sickness. So similarly, the Buddha would actually give you teachings. His teachings should be considered as considered to be a medicines. And through taking the teachings of this medicine, then one will be able to overcome this one's sicknesses. And then in order to, you know, consume those medications, and one need a community or the assistants who assist you from proper, taking of those medications. So therefore, you see a Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. So then you could see a difference between the Buddhists and non-Buddhists when you look at the definitions. And the person who go for refuge to the Chijors from the depth of their hearts are insider or the Buddhist, and the person who go for refuge from the depth of their hearts to the God of the or the transient world without turning their minds towards the Chijors are non-Buddhists or the outsiders. So that's the difference between the two.
Jidin bi lhajin si, jidin ba se di. Ando nama sanji bi tundu, rishi jiawundu. Ani sanji kuma matungi. Tonyu tu bi lam juli ma jingi di lan jidin ba se giri si. O ti na yin jini koran zu bi, tindegi nama sanji bi juni xie bi, tonyu ki tawa matungi di lan jidin ba. Ba jia giri si. Koran zu tsu ji xie bayana, ti na yin jini di jia yi ba giri si.
So here, it says, so in the English translations, it doesn't say the person who go for refuge from the depth of their heart to the God of the transient world without turning their minds towards the Chijors or outsider. But in the Tibetan, it says it is a worldly deities. Or the worldly gods, in other words, it says. So, what is meant by worldly, and transworldly, the difference between the worldly and transworldly beings? The worldly beings, in the standpoint of the Buddhism, the worldly beings here really refers to the someone who has no realizations of the ultimate nature of reality is said to be the worldly beings, and someone who have gained the intuitive realizations of ultimate nature of reality is said to be the transworldly. So the worldly and transworldly, the difference between the worldly and transworldly is made on the basis of their realizations. So the tenet is Eric. So here now someone who is taking refuge in Chijols from the depth of their hearts, and then they are very practice of taking refuge in Chijols is affected by the tenets, then such an individual is not only a Buddhist practitioner, but also refers to the Buddhist philosopher or the Buddhist schools of thought. And then similarly, it goes to the non-Buddhists as well. Someone whose mind is affected by their tenets and someone who is not affected by their tenets. So when it comes to the tenets, so there are three three features that one need to understand. The first is the teacher, and the second is the teaching, and then the third is the view. So teacher, teaching, and the views. So what is, in a Buddhist standpoint, what is meant by the teacher, or the teacher here? You know, the teacher here refers to the someone who is completely freed him or herself from the obstructions or the delusions or negative thoughts and emotions, who gain complete state of complete qualities, the positive, excellent, positive, excellent qualities, is said to be the excellent teacher. So here, in the distinction between the two places now, in Buddhism, when we speak about the teacher who have gained the state of enlightenment, who have gone through a process of overcoming of their sufferings and achieving the realizations, and then eventually gain the state of enlightenment, and who become a complete source of excellences, to whom then we take refuge. Whereas in the non-Buddhists, such as Hinduism and so on, they take refuge in and Brahma or the Indra, who is primarily, enlightened, and to them, they take refuge. So there's a difference. When you first finding the nature of the object of refuge, itself is a difference. So what is the teachings? Now the difference between the teachings of Buddhists and non-Buddhists. So the essential teachings of the Buddhism is the refraining from harming others in non-violence conduct, act of non-violence, and mainly refers to the teachings of love and compassion. So then when it comes to the view, view here refers to the someone who accepts the self devoid of independent, solitary, and unity. The devoid of this characteristics of the self is the view of the Buddhism. So the view of the Buddhism is, they assert the view that are devoid of permanent, unitary, independent self. devoid of those characteristics of self is said to be the actual view. And so here, in brief, when it comes to the view, it is important to understand the four seals of the doctrines, the Buddha's teachings, which all compounded phenomena are impermanent, and all these contaminated phenomena are suffering. All the phenomena are selfless, empty and selflessness, emptiness and self, empty and selfless, and nirvana is peace. So those are the four seals of the doctrines, and this is also known as the view of the Buddhism.
선담에는 된다나 남을 준다기 집안로 지난 근데 집안로 그랬다 된다 남을 준다기 넘으로 주시바이나 군조수 전에 연다 니타반에 군조수는 전에 연다 킬림비 토니 이제 주지 눈지 킬림바 옛면에 당연히 비 땜바다 땜바다 따위 집바 킬림바 어떻게 지라 남을 준다시 그랬어.
So what is meant by the Buddhist philosophical tenets is when it comes to the Buddhist philosophical tenets, so it doesn't really qualify someone to something as a tenet just by taking refuge in treasures by the depth of their heart. On top of that, what it needs is to someone who actually accepts, someone who's taking refuge in treasures is based upon the understanding of the four doctrines, the four seals, or the understanding of the four understanding of the four characteristics such as the teacher and the teachings and its views.
Tele dode, temba chena, chichi, yunde mazoba, temba simjina, seva mevata, sevada, tawa taji rawaji, dadu chuba killing me, chiba sumi, imbishiri song, tatada, chivi, tundasi, yudina, shijavi, chiba di jachini, chibekta, tundasi jachini, sumi yunda, and it is a tunjo, on the chim, mazoba, yunde, but the chim, se mazoba, yunde mazoba, tunisi.
So if you look at the text itself, it's page 152, the second paragraph. And also there is a difference between the outsider and insider proponents of the tenets because they differ from their points of view, teacher, teaching and views. Our own Buddhist schools have three distinguished traits, and they have a teacher who has extinguished all faults and completed all good qualities. And the teachings are not harmful to any sentient beings. They assert the view that self is empty of beings, permanent, unitary, and independent. Mm-hmm. And then, so here, then when you look at other non-Buddhists, it opposes the three. The teachers were false and have not completed their good qualities and so forth. So then again, it should be, you know, if someone who is following the, you know, non-Buddhist teachings, someone who is taking refuge in, someone who is not a Buddhist, would again find the same thing to our teachers. So it's not really, we cannot really draw a black and white between by saying that, oh, this is, they're not, you know, completed from their faults. They do not have good qualities and so forth. We can make a distinction based on the definition that we find here.
Pena chireba korangi la gunjo la onju gunjo is. Da la onju gibi somlo tanda ni tonde ngana ara ju jiden bi ni chaje lesu nulung ju tama ku ju ba resla na. Korang de li chi yin da ko onju de ja ga so jeso gunju.
So So let's take an example of someone who is taking refuge in Indira. And the Indira has a lord of all, the principal lord, who has the power of emanating both beings and then also the environment within the environments. And for them, someone who is following this tradition, religious tradition, who would look at Indra as someone who is faultless, you know, freed from the faults and possess all those good qualities, and who, if they take refuge in this Indra, they will free themselves from suffering and so on. So when you look, if you look at their philosophical tenets, they would say the same thing to our philosophical tenets and teachers and teachings and views and so forth. So it is all that, it is right now that we are focusing on the Buddhist philosophical tenets, and we were following these teachings based on Buddhist philosophical tenets, where we find a teacher as a non-Buddhist teacher, particularly refers to the Hinduism, or someone who takes refuge in Indra, and the Indra is not freed from the fault, have not completed the good qualities, and so on. So then it says the short explanation. It goes to the 155, page 155. You can look at that. It says the short explanation of the non-Buddhist tenets. And there are many different, you know, divisions of the non-Buddhist tenets as well.
Sheba asada, randi, tunde chungde, chedi sheba os, chirebe tunde, namja durdu di sheba, randi tunde chungde sheba. Tamoni tunda mawe nantini kaanshi. Kunjosun chane, kunjosun la chasu, minroshin tili jimbi, tembari yeba kilimbi kaza, chirebe tunda mawe.
So let's go through the text here. It says the definition of the proponent of the outsider tenets is a person who is a proponent of tenets, does not go for refuge to the three jewels, and assert that there is a perfect teacher other than the three jewels. So there are endless divisions of the outsiders. So briefly, however, there are widely known to consist of five schools of the philosophers. It's a Vishnava is the first one, and then Ashvara, Jina, and Kapila and Samkhyas are the same. So Kapila or Samkhyas, and then Brahaspatiya or the Charvaka, and they are also set forth as the six fundamental schools, Visheshika and Nayayika and Samkhya and Memashaka and Nirgantha or Jina. So and the Lokavata or the Chakravata. The first five of this holds views of eternalism, and the last holds the view of nihilism.
That is it. tamze kame ki jizu trangde, tenyi la nansi jindiba, dibe chiba mutunba, chunzu yoyche, tunze chit chita nrawa yinsu, ta chita chiraba da riba chimba singi tegi, tenriki tunza nyi tegi ni, kiosu ta, chab mirawa, chab de la ni, zizien china, tamze kame sega te, rima jindu khani, jizu trangde, tunze na jirma shi gores, ina nansi chiba te zaman tunze chigres.
So here in the Visheshika and Nayayika, so there are two different non-Buddhist philosophical tenets. The Visheshika is also known as, in English, it's a particularist, and Nayayika, logicians, are followers of the sage Kananda. And Krishesh Kananda and the Brahmana and Ashkepada, respectively. So although these two schools differ a little in the features of some of their assertions, but their general tenets do not differ. So both the Vaisheshikas and Nayayikas assert all objects of knowledge of all phenomena are included among six categories of existence.
That's the end of the time. Coming, said the Koranzu, Timmy Ming Mindawa. Mantota Koranzu, Jizu, Doyugi, Doyugi, and the Tembati, Musing Dua, at the Chichi. That the end of the day, they are Chiri, Niji, Shija Tamji, La, the good deba. De la, that Shija Tamji is the Tangaranzu, Nambi Juni, and the Chutamji.
So they have the founding teachers to whom they take refuge are two, you know, differs. But when it comes to their tenets, you know, their philosophical standpoints, thoughts are very similar. There's not much difference. And only thing that's different is the one is a follower of the Kananda. Another one is the Brahmana Akhispada. So this is different. And then there are all phenomena are included among the categories of the existence.
That true the Onguada, Nuneda, Chujinda, Jinsela Soba, Talam to Kin Nation, Kanji Lami Menga Le, Nanjur Gumdi, Da On So Namle, Tunjindu, Shini, Tekonani. Tonshin, Tsiki, Tun, Truki, Tun, Rajin, Kundu Chibana, Dani, Chibi, Rajinji, Yang, Cheva, maybe, Mebra, Shidi, Chuda, Chumaimbe, Le Kaya, Soba, Michi, Le Sadu, Saba, Misaji, Nimba, Sebe, Lal Lambi, Luda, Omboda, Loda, Du, Dedu, Dudan, So, Dada, Trajin, Sebe, Mamejindu, Chivijin, Chedi, Bajidu, Chuna tawa tawa yin sigiris, tadiriya. Tadiyanda, chuda chada nyunela soba dijide, ni tawa tuji ki lam, lamchi. Tela tene, ni tangi dada trewa la soba dada, luda ombo da, loda didu la soba, chada la soba dini, dini da trewa undu, ni tawa tuji ki lagiris. Quran ki ta, tadur.
So then it says, they assert that evolutions, initiation, fasts, sacrifices, burnt offerings, sacrifice, burnt offerings, and so forth are the path of liberations. Through having a meditatively cultivated yoga in accordance with the quintessential instructions of the Guru, yogis come to know the self as a factuality other than the sense, and so forth, and that thereby see reality. Understanding the nature of the six categories of existence, at that time, they know the self to be an all-pervasive entity, but lacking activity. They do not accumulate any virtuous or non-virtuous actions or predispositions, though established, because they do not accumulate new actions and extinguish old ones. And the self, when separate from the body, sense, awareness, pleasure, pain, desire, threat, and so forth, and does not assume a new body and sense. Thereby, the continuum of the rebirth, the birth is served like a fire that has consumed its fuels. When the self is alone, without any of its nine qualities, desire, hatred, so forth, effort, pleasure, pain, consciousness, virtues, non-virtues, and activities, this is said to be the attainment of liberations.
Chida nyune, truda nyune da, ongu ase de chida ming, namu chuna nyura, truche da ongu ase nyune de, o ming da chibano yoyde ina, tena minna minna de tonne, shiki yuzirsa.
So then, of course, we find those practices even in Buddhism as well, such as practice of, you know, ablutions, initiations, you know, fasting practice and sacrifices and burnt offerings and so forth. But there is a difference in the way we do. Okay,
15 minutes break.
So it is according to that non-Buddhist tenets. By means of relying upon those practices such as evolution, initiations, fast sacrifices, burning offerings, and so forth, are the path of liberations. And through having meditatively cultivated yoga in accordance with the quintessential instructions of the guru yogis, comes to the Lord the self as a factuality other than the sense and so forth. And thereby see the reality. And so when it comes to the reality, and again, the reality defined by the non-Buddhists and the Buddhists are completely different.
Tongxing, tsigi tuan trugi rāyīn kundu chīpa nā dāni chibi rāyīn yīyān chibā mēbar shīdēs chūdā chū māyīmbā lē kāyā mī sōpa mīchī lē sādhu māsāshī nīngbā sēbī lār pāngbī lūdā ombodā devādā Loda de Didu Ludan Soda So Dada Tracing Sebi Mejindu Ni Chibi Jun Chede Dan Baji Du Chibana Tavatoba Yin said Dagaji Aranzu Chiriba Kranzugia Ti Kor Kuji Kornal Ben Yodazungi Aranzu Kangi Tingidi Chadam also in Bachi. What a coron to do it. Nabi Juni that so.
So here, just as we Buddhists assert the one that, you know, bring about suffering and unhappiness because of the present of this attachment, aversion, or the anger and the ignorance. Similarly, they do assert the same thing. You know, it is all this negative thoughts, such as attachment, aversion, and ignorance, bringing up all the sufferings.
Chidani Dangarasu Samol China Tunda Yami Machin Samol Logi Dagaji Deva Deva Dungimin Deva Chichadus Chulu Yimba in the Memba in the Tundagi Chiba Yiba in the Memba in the Dagaji
So what is evident here is it is evident to all of us as a sentient beings having a natural desire to achieve happiness and overcome suffering. And this is a common objective for all of us, whether you're a religious believer or non-believer, whether you're Buddhist or non-Buddhist, whether your mind is affected by tenets or not affected by tenets. And common objective for all of us is to achieve happiness and overcome suffering. So now, then one can ask the questions. As we have a genuine desire for achieve happiness and overcome sufferings, and how can we achieve happiness? What kind of methods or skillful means that requires to achieve happiness? And from where does happiness actually arises? Similarly, what is suffering? What is meant by suffering? Where does suffering actually arises? So when you ask these questions, then if you analyze further, then you will find the source of suffering is the three poisons, which is attachment, anger, and ignorance. So it is because of this three poisons of the mind, such as attachment, anger, and ignorance, induces sufferings. And since, so long as you have those three poisons of the mind, you are not free from sufferings, which gives rise to all kinds of sufferings, in fact. And so now, in order to overcome those sufferings, then there's a method and skillful means to overcome those sufferings. And it differs according to Buddhism and as well as non-Buddhist teachings.
What did it only that? Tangi Shizuan, to the Ongo Alasova Tindigi, Tanala, Dene, Dagi, Lich, Majeba, Sadu Misaba. Not doing the Dula Soba, the Dana Soba's letter, the other Dungi, the Chada Shidana Soba, the Tracing. This Sebi, Mami Shiva Naji, Chusuna, and Tawatugi, Seta, who Korangita, Tawatodangi, Tadu.
So this is their way of asserting how they, you know, gain liberations. That relying upon the practice of evolution, initiation, and fast, sacrifice, burnt offerings, and so forth are the path to liberation through having meditatively cultivated yoga in accordance with the quintessential instructions of the guru yogis, come to know the self as a factuality other than the sense and so forth, and thereby see the reality. What it does here is, so it is through this kind of practice it actually eliminates the negative thoughts and emotions according to their own system, and which will then, you know, overcome all those negative thoughts and emotions, and you will not accumulate, you know, non-virtues nor virtues, or this actually seized your continuum and gain the liberations. This is their way of, you know, gaining liberations and practice.
Ta dine chiche. Dine tranjin ba nis. Ta chirab tranjin ba ni. Tranzo sichi jizun rang di is. Chicha tamchi nishu tsara ngar trangi ba ndu la. A tiyan da da, zuo da, chimbo da, ngaji da. Tetsunga da, umbo chukchi da, yuwa nga di nishu tsanga. Ta tranjin siyake, ming yungta dhe di. Ni chicha tamchi trang nishu tsanga na ba du ba yi ba. Trangi jin yi ba. Dine chicha nini trangjin ba si ming ta gyo risi.
So then the Samkhya tradition, again, this is one of the, again, the non-Buddhist tradition, religious philosophical tenets, as always. The Samkhya, or it's also known as, it's in translation in English, is enumerators, are followers of the sage Kapila. And they assert that all objects of the knowledge are enumerated in 25 categories, according to the Baba Viveka's place of reasonings. They maintain that one is the liberated through understanding the ramification of these enumerations. So the 25 categories are the self principle, the great one, I, principle, five subtle objects, 11 faculties, and five elements.
Ta Lui Ong Bong Ani, that's my logic.
That's
all. Lui Ong Bong Ani, my logic.
The five subtle objects are visible forms, sounds, odors, taste, and tangible objects. And then the 11 faculties are the five mental faculties and five action faculties, the intellectual faculty. Then the five mental faculties are those of the eye, ear, nose, tongue, and skin. The five action faculties are the speech, arms, legs, anus, and genitals. Then the five elements are the earth, water, fire, wind, and space.
なおそうせ。ただれ自分に芝だ。だ自分。自分性で感じられてな。数で出どんにょんげ。あにまんばら、たわとんげんぎ、自分性で、感じられてしらばいな。でんたんでんば。ろ。なおそう。ただれ自分に芝だ。ただれ。ただれ自分に芝だ。ラマニジ、ドゥサインビ、ペモドゥのゴスタ、ペモドゥ。でそうする。
So then it's it goes to the page 161. If you look at the page 161, you find there. The form among the 25 categories, the person or the self is asserted to be just consciousness.
So the 지분이 전나 되마다.
Because it is not an aggregation of the particles, the remaining 24 are asserted to be the matter, because they are aggregation of the particles. The person and the principle or the fundamental nature are ultimate truths, because they are the non-manifest object of the knowledge,
Telaya, Juin and Dibu Maimba, Juniniga Imba, Dibu in a Juma Imba, Junini Maimbi, Mijio, starting it, Judan Dibu Imba, the Maimbella, and it's about Mijiaris. This one said.
Starters are asserted to be the conventional truths. The furthermore, these 25 categories are included in the four types. It is also known as the four possibilities. That which is a cause, but not an effect, not an effect. That which is the both cause and effect, and that which is an effect but not a cause, and that which is neither cause nor effect.
Tadina Tranjimi Lula Tsosinji Chitota, Chitosna, Chi, Ranji, Tosna, Minamra, Tindugi, Tsosingi Tigi, Jidimbi, Nujin Jidin, Chugi Sinji. That's how long could two bodies long do, so that could not channel.
So here, by according to the Samkhya, the 25 out of the 25 categories of self or principle. So, principle is the one emanates everything. It is also it's almost like a creator, according to the Samkhya.
Around the Nujayagi, Rikai Badi, Chitsuoki Namjur, Chitsuoki Pituba, the name is Chinese, so the Juchiburis, Ju, Juninani, Jukonaramata, Divumaris.
So the principle is said to be the one that emanates everything. Everything that is the object used by our sense faculties and mental faculties and mental consciousness and sense consciousness. The object of all this mental consciousness and sense consciousness are emanated by the principles. There's a one principle. It is like a creator. That is how they assert their belief. And so then this principle is just a cause, not an effect.
Tadeda Tranjiba Korangi Lula Chitso Singidi and Tendriki Pay Namju Tudingi to the US Achi Killing Chidaya, flying away in Dingi Onjuki, Longjuki Lugupe, Truaimba, Tadin Layaba, the Miba Ni Ungurus, Rumina Ni Ungurus.
So, and within the Samkhya tradition, there are two types again. One that actually asserts God, which refers to Indra, and then one that does not, accept God, but rather they would say the principle. There's no pinpoint entity. There's no entity that can be pinpointed. There's no object that can be pinpointed as a creator, but they just say it's a principle. There's one called principle, which emanates everything that we need in this world. So there are two types, one that actually believes God, one that do not believe in God, but principle.
Tinda da sa dung yin zu ong ju gu zhu ba yin ba ji, ong ju san sung da di wo du ji de yin ne, la mun dung yin de gi ji zuo xing rang zhong.
So one accepts God, Indra, as a creator of everything. And it is a little bit more comprehensive than someone who accepts as a principle, the creator of everything. But there are two categories, right? So then the principle, the way they define the principle, is a principle is something that is unitary, permanent, and it exists intrinsically, intrinsic identity. This is how they define a principle, which is the emanator of everything.
Jivu singti.
Kansa se wo.
Kansa se.
So then they define the person here again. Person is the one actually has a potential of gaining liberations, who has a potential of gaining liberations in the future. So then the person or the self or I possess a five faculties and or the five sense consciousness, in other words, so five consciousness, sorry. And just as the five consciousness, the existence of the five consciousness, there are also objective phenomena that is the object of those five consciousness. And so when the person has a desire of engaging their five sense on the object, and the principle, the main creator, will acknowledge, will know the person needs those five objects to be used by their five consciousness. So therefore, the principle will then emanate into five different objects that is to be used by the person's five sense. And this is what they assert.
Tā tīndē kī sānglō kī kōwā tā, yā kī kī tsō kī tā kō tī lōng chē lōng kā sō tā, yūrā tū rā jā rā sō pā tīndē kū chē kū kū tū kū sā mī sānglō kī kōwā tā nī, kō rāng kī lōng chē jā kī yū tsā mā lō tā kī tsō kī tū bā yī bā, lō kī bā tū yā bā yī bā, ōng chū kī sōm tā mā yī nā, ōng chū kī lō kī tū bā yī bā, wā tīndē chī ngō nī chī kī rī sā.
So all of this, the object, the five sense object, such as form, order, touch, and so forth, are actually the emanation of the principle, or the main principle. And then the one who actually accept the God, who assert a God as an Indra, as a creator, then they have a different way of identifying the actual emanator, but the way they emanate, they assert the same. There's no difference in accepting the way they emanate, because if someone who accepts Indra as a creator would assert that all those five objects, sense objects, are actually emanated by the Indra. One asserts the principle is the one who emanates all those five objects. Another, accepts the five objects are emanated by the Indra or the God.
That is the thing that Jesus named the Kazatiki, Chitsu, true in by the Mashibachini. Chitsu, wrong true already in a Kazatiki, Chitsu, true in the Mashibachini. The true in a true Mashibati, Ongi, and then go Kawakor deva. True in Kawakor deva.
The way they explain here how the beings are, trapped in the cyclic existence or the samsara is not knowing all these objects are actually emanation of the principle. Without having a knowledge, with the lack of knowledge of all things are emanated by the principles, they undergo, within the existence of the unenlightened existence, sorry, the samsaric existence.
Oh, today again, that thing tone, didn't it? Judan Dhiru, when I'm just seeing it, Judan Dhiru, but I'm not seeing it. Didn't it tone? I see it over this.
So, on this basis, so then they talks about the four possibilities. Cause being one being cause but another effect, but one being both cause and effect and so forth.
tamboni tsoda chitso tsita ju ju yina ndu mayingi de chitso khonares.
So in the if you look at this page 159, you'll find the chart from the 25 categories are the person, self-consciousness, self, Prince and Phil, that's you are which you call us there. Maybe the nurse.
Gundi Yimba the Mayimba Sinja.
Gundi Yimba the Mayimba Ella.
The Muji Yede Tamoni Chito Dans.
That's all. Oh, so here it's the one that is a commentary. So the root text, the five subtleties, and the five mental faculties. I know, Sintu. And the Mujid is Sunga Baramish. Okay, let's. It is on 161. It's the second paragraph, I think. So, furthermore, the 25 categories are included in only four types. That which is the actual, that actually, which is a cause but not an effect. It is for, it refers to a principle, that which is both cause and effect, that which is effect, not a cause, that which is neither cause nor effects. So then it says here, the fundamental nature is cause but not the effect. The intellect and the I principle and the five subtle objects are both cause and effects. That's all.
Then, what do you mean?
The 11 faculties and the five elements are effects but not a cause. The person is neither a cause nor an effect.
That is why Tambo Juina do my Malandu Chizokoran, Chizokorangi, Nijuganga Koran Trubay, Kuzuyavayza, Kozongi Suyma, Kotabaranjuri, Tabaranjur Raji Trubayzani, Kozongi Mea, the good Ju Chagamara, Kugbe, Nijuganga Trubayza, could Juchi Buchano, is Tambo said.
So the principle is the fundamental nature is a cause but not an effect. Why they call it as cause but not an effect? Because the principle known as the principle is primordially existent. It is unitary and permanent, and nobody give rise to it. There is no cause which give rise to the permanent, the principle one. So therefore, it is only a cause. It only gives rise to the effect, but it's become a cause, but the principle itself is not given rise for anything else.
Ta ngaje da tezonga dunde ni gudan dibu nika imba. Koran chizo gu ju dibu imba. Kola teni dibu jinche ba cheba. Tini imbecha ni gudan dibu nika imba sumres.
The Chiru did a bit of it.
Dundir.
So then, the remaining 16, the 11 faculties and the five elements are the effects but not cause. And the five subtle objects are both cause and effect. Icha warwa. Kundi niga ingit. Last.
Tada koran chizo gin duwi imba na. 거랑기 드네니 르라마 진짜 맞지 봐야 유리니가 자로도
So it is both cause and effect because it is an effect because it is effect of the principal one. It is a cause, it gives rise to its fruition as well. The remaining 6, 10, 11 faculties and the five elements are effect but not a cause.
Then you got my in the
The person is neither cause nor effects. So now here it is, well, one need to understand when the Samkhyas talks about everything that is emanated by the principal ones. But one thing that you have to remember is the person or the self or I is not emanated by the principal ones. It is only the object that is actually used or enjoyed by the five sense and the object of the mental consciousness and so forth are actually created or emanated by the principles, but not the person. So this is how they explain how the beings are, revolved within the unenlightened existence or the samsaric existence, but not by not knowing everything that is every objects perceived by their five sense consciousness and mental consciousness and so forth are the emanation of the principal one. So this is how, the practitioners of the Samkhyas on a standpoint.
So
it is important to understand the non-Buddhist philosophical tenets. We should know those because with knowing their standpoint, then one can compare with the Buddhist philosophical tenets and then see which are, correspond to reality, which philosophical tenet that corresponds to reality which is not. And some of it is depending upon one's own understanding and one's own faculty, one's own dispositions and inclinations, one may find other one is more beneficial than the Buddhist tenets. And then someone whose mental disposition towards Buddhist tenets, then they find more beneficial engaging in the practice of Buddhist philosophies and so forth. So it is there's a benefit if you can, therefore it is important to learn. We cannot just, leave aside because this is not a Buddhist philosophical tenet. So it is good to learn and everything. It's a little bit complicated, one who has not really heard about those kind of philosophical things in the past, but it's a little bit, complicated as well as strange as well. But it is important to know. So today we have focused on this, the Samkhya philosophical tenets. Of and their explanation of how beings are, you know, revolving within the cyclic existence of samsara. So that when the next teaching, I will be, you know, shedding a light on their tradition, still, you know, based on the Samkhya tradition, how the sentient beings or the samsaric beings can free themselves from samsaric existence and gain liberation.
Hmm?
So as I was requested by one of the students here to go through this 8 verses of mind training during the teachings, and you know, so I will explain every teachings one verse, so it's beneficial for all of us.
So
then, the first verse is by thinking of all sentient beings as more precious than a wish fulfilling jewels, for accomplishing the highest aim, I'll always hold them dear. So this is the first verse. So now first here, in the Tibetan text, those 8 verses of mind training, the self or I comes the first. So then here again, we have to ask ourselves a question of I. What is meant by I? And who are we? Are, well, it says that we should think of all sentient beings as more precious than a wish-fulfilling jewel. And why should we think in that way? It is because we should think about all of them as a precious, because they are kind to me. Again, here, me and I always comes. Then, so we have to think about what is meant by me or I.
Karichimu yinta karilana. Na nambi yoni siya ki chanju simro ji che gu yuna. Rang le jimbi simji ji me na chanju sim che samadus. Inji gong gu yuna rang le jimbi simji ji me na inji gong samadus. Chu chuan siwa na tenji res.
So why then, Paul, we should think of all beings as even more precious than wish-fulfilling jewels? It's because they are very kind to us. They're kind to us not only to accomplish, you know, mundane excellences, but also our highest aim, which is the state of enlightenment. The enlightenment coming into being by depending upon other beings, such as cultivation of bodhicitta, cultivation of compassion and so on, are depending upon others. So, let's not talk about now here, you know, the state of enlightenment. Just focusing on our own day-to-day life, the mundane life alone. Everything that we need, everything that we enjoy, is dependent upon others. Such as we need a friend, we enjoy our friendship, and by all by oneself, there's no way that we can really enjoy our friendship. When we talk about the enjoyment of the friendship, you have someone else there. So you're depending upon others and looking at that person and considering that person as your friend and then enjoying the friendship with these individuals. And then let's talk about someone who is a businessman and who is they're gaining a profit out of their business. It's all depending upon others. Everything that our day-to-day life that is necessary for us, And then our necessities are all dependent upon others. So why sentient beings are considered to be even more precious and wish-fulfilling jewel is because if you look at our own day-to-day life and our very survival of our life is dependent upon others. Isn't that very precious? Isn't that worthwhile to consider them as a precious? And then thinking about the future life, gaining a positive high rebirth in one's future life is dependent upon others. So then here, not only just will we just recite those verse by saying that sentient beings are precious as wish-fulfilling jewels, we need to think about the reasoning behind that. It is not just mere faith and just, it is the word itself is a very sacred word, and the holy word that we just have a faith. That's not adequate. Yeah, we need a reasoning why we need to, think of all beings as one's own, consider as a even more than wish-fulfilling jewels. So then when you apply the valid reasoning to that, then you gradually able to reduce your negative thoughts and emotions, such as harmful thoughts, jealousy, hatred, and so on. As you reduce this, then your mind will be in a more calm state. And when you're able to maintain those calm state of your mind, the happier you will be, which is the ultimate goal of every one of us. So why, right from the beginning of this, 8 verses of the tenets of the mind is to look at entites or other beings as a wish-fulfilling jewel, even more precious than wish-fulfilling jewels, is to really to, tells you to remember the kindness of their kindness, rendered towards us. In one's this life as well as one's previous lives. So now without knowing this, the problem with us is we let our mind, to be controlled by negative thoughts and emotions, and then our actions are actually followed by those negative thoughts and emotions. We then go through all kind of difficulties, mental sufferings, physical, mental unease and physical sufferings and so forth. So long as you have this, attachment, aversion, jealousies and so on, it is not possible for us to actually gain the happiness that we seek to achieve.
That's 심생이 니모토도 오는 마다와진데 심답을 되고 이마데 하장이 개침이 이마인자 대시라게 짜침을 지는 연인식 거래 대소원.
So then it says it's not only just gives you a satisfaction of this lifetime alone, but also the future life. And then more importantly, to the highest aim, which is the state of enlightenment. All coming into being dependent upon other beings. So we'll stop here with this today.
Yeah.
The state of the dedication prayer is on page 23 and 24, and then continuing on page 28 for the switches. Thank you.